This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me, and I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. And again, there's so much going on out there. The latest, now listen, with everything going on in the world, the biggest news of the day, you ready for this one? Trump can't find talent to perform in his inauguration. Seriously, you know, these Hollywood types, right? They're all, they all came out against him. They all didn't want anything to do with him. And now he can't get, or they're saying he can't. I don't know if I believe it. Right? Maybe he'll have some surprises. But it only goes to show you that there's no honesty in these people. Right? Calling him, I can't believe there was somebody earlier. I wish I could find the clip. Was calling Trump anti-Semitic. And I'm thinking to myself. It was a reporter, and I'm thinking to myself, here's somebody calling him anti-Semitic, and these reporters should be calling, covering the colleges, the schools, that are trying to pull away from Israel because they say that they're violent towards the Palestinians. They're not fair. They hate, the Israelis hate women. They keep trying this stuff. It doesn't really work. Do you know what I'm saying? Over and over and over again, this craziness goes on. Now, the only talent confirmed so far, according to the news sources, is a 16-year-old America's Got Talent 2010 runner-up, Jackie Ivanko, the Mormon Tabernacle Choir, and the Rockettes. So, you know, again, let me see. Sylvester Stallone won't go for a job in the Trump administration. Gee, that's a shock. Gene Simmons, his wife, told Kiss, told TMZ that Kiss politely declined the invitation to perform. Simmons said he would be touring Europe at the time. Trump's longtime friend Steve Wynn reportedly promised to deliver Celine Dion. Yes, you know what? Isn't she old news, so to speak? I don't even know who this is. David Foster? Elton John told the New York Times he was not performing after Anthony Scaramucci. Right? I'm going on. I'm just amazed. Because these are the only entertainers on the face of the planet, apparently. Andrea Bocelli will not perform because of the backlash he received over accepting the gig. I mean, seriously. Grow a spine. Right, Garth Brooks now won't report or he won't go either. Who else is there? I mean, not that we care about this stuff, right? I get a kick out of all this stuff because you look at this, right? And you look at who's saying they're not willing. These are the Hollywood types, or most of them are the Hollywood types. They were doing those commercials like they count. Why do we even, you know, I mean, sorry. Why do we even care? Do you know what I mean? With all the things going on, with all the things going on around us, with the holidays and everything else, It's amazing to me how we can't focus on the real things that are happening around us. Right? I don't think I have enough time to pull this one off. I may do this one in the next hour. Yeah, I think I will do this one next hour. I don't know if I can wait that long. Never mind. I'll do it now. Oh. You know, again with the Christian bashing that you tell me doesn't happen. Some of you guys send me emails. It doesn't happen. But school lessons say that Christians are treating Muslims harshly. Right? Amazing. We've lost history. We've lost what the first set of crusades were all about and who planned them out. A page out of the book says, the effects of crusades, what changes did the crusaders bring? The crusades had many effects on Europe. At first, the crusaders showed the power of the church in the lives of the believers. The failure of later crusades cut the Pope's power. See, it makes it sound like the Christians started the crusades. The deaths of many knights reduced the nobles. The power contact with East. With the East revived trade, the Christians' harsh treatment of Muslims in the Holy Land led to the bitterness that has lasted to present day. Not really true. First of all, from a biblical standpoint, right? From a biblical standpoint, we're always going to be fighting with them in one way, shape, manner, or form. We're never going to actually get along. That's if you believe in a spiritual understanding. If you don't believe in a spiritual understanding, then, you know, let's go over to the fact that, I'm sorry, who did the first set of crusades again? I'm kind of confused. Now, Barb Light, Miss of Westwood, she was helping her 13-year-old daughter prepare for the world history test. When she saw this, she said the Christians' harsh treatment of Muslims in the Holy Land is leading to the bitterness of the day. Right? So she reached out to the superintendent of the school. He wasn't interested in calling her back. She said the class had been studying Islam since the beginning of the school year. 4 months, huh? Now, they've touched on Judaism and Christianity, but that's it. But think about the dishonesty here. Right? The dishonesty of the school, this particular school district, of teaching out of that book. Right? I mean, Muslims were killing Catholic pilgrims at a horrendous rate, but nobody wants to deal with that. No, don't talk about that. Hey, when we come back, our friend David Fisher will be with us. We're talking about how to protect your finances. What little you have.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym, my gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room, weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah! No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now. To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Good day, America. Are you tired of your butt cheeks being frozen? Tired of cold hands or cold feet? I'm tired of the cold. Well, there's a new kid on the block. It's Fortress Clothing. Fortress will keep you warm. Fortress does what no other clothing company has ever done. We keep you warm in the cold, even when wet. You heard that right, even when wet. No BS, no gimmicks. Work, play, sweat in the cold, and stay warm. So quit your complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA and get 20% off any item. Mittens, jackets, pants, balaclavas, or hot socks. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA. You're going to love being warm all winter long. FortressClothing.com.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective, clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Why, I've never been so insulted in my life.
Well, it's early yet.
I'm dreaming of a white Christmas.
We're almost there. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting. Hey, keep it down. We're not there yet. All right. Christmas just around the corner. And I do appreciate, I do appreciate some of the emails you're sending, the quote-unquote well wishes. Let me tell you something you may not like, but I'm going to say it anyway. If you send me a Christmas card and I open it up and it says, Happy Holidays or Season Greetings, yeah, it hits the shredder faster than it hits the post office. You know what I'm saying? Because I just nut there. If you send me something that says Happy Hanukkah because you don't know what I am, I'm even good with that. I'm better with Merry Christmas. Happy Holidays, Season Greetings does absolutely nothing but get my blood pressure up. Anyway, the rest of you, I hope you're having a Merry Christmas. I'll start with that. Happy Hanukkah. And if you do celebrate some other holiday, hopefully your holiday is wonderful for you as well. I am Joe Bassini, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Another one of my favorites is on the line with me right now, David Fisher, CEO of Landmark Capital. David, thanks for being with me today, and Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you, Joe. Merry Christmas to all your listeners and the people that don't understand that, like the Obama family, happy holidays to you, but I'm really saying Merry Christmas.
Yeah, I got it. And
Merry Christmas. This is the birth of our Savior.
That's
His
right.
name was Christ. We're wishing everybody a celebration of Merry Christmas. It happens to be a holiday. So when, let me ask you this, Joe.
Yeah.
You're getting my blood boiling right now.
Good.
When you have celebrate Valentine's Day with your wife, do you say, happy holiday?
David, I just wrote a piece. It's up on my website, therealside.com. I said, Merry Christmas versus happy holidays. And I said, you know what? February's got more holidays in it than most other months. And I said, so when you take your honey out on Valentine's and you hand her a piece of jewelry or paper, look at her and say, happy holiday, honey. And watch what happens. I'll bet you'd be really cold at home that night. You know what I'm saying?
That's a lump of cold coming in February.
Yeah, it's ridiculous what we've done to all this. We shouldn't be afraid. I have quite a few Jewish friends who, and I've asked them point blank, not from me, but if somebody wishes you a Merry Christmas not knowing, are you offended by that? Not one of them said yes. Most of them say, look, I take it for the spirit of the meaning. They're wishing me a great time of year, and I get it. So I think we've just gone way over the top with all of this stuff, and it's too bad. So, anyways, let's get back to some of the stuff that affects us on a minute by minute basis here in this country. First of all, Donald Trump hasn't even become president yet, and we're seeing all kinds of things happening in the stock market. We're seeing all kinds of things happening with precious metals and that kind of stuff. Give me some idea in the last week or so. You've seen the stock market. Tell me what you think is going on. Is it Trump driving it? Is it Obama policies that have just kicked in, according to him? What is driving the market?
Does the word 20,000 mean anything to you? 20,000? I have a TV in my office. Watch the financial news, and I obviously try and keep up to date on everything. 20,000, I'm hearing that number. How many times a day? Seeing it flash on my screen? Maybe 20,000 times it's being flashed there in the last almost month. But
right.
Now this is a Trump rally that's turned into now a Christmas rally, but is still a Trump rally. Obama has nothing to do with this because, you know, the switch got flipped, Joe, when President-elect Trump became such. Why? It would have rallied in August,
right.
September, October, would have rallied maybe January, February, or March.
Right.
But all of a sudden, the day after election, we have this big rally going on. So how can Obama, well, I know he has to save his legacy somehow, so I guess he has to say those things that are off the wall besides happy holidays, saying I take credit for this rally. There's no credit. People should get credit when they actually participated in something, and he's been disengaged in business. He's not a business president, and Trump is, and that's why this rally is happening.
Well, yeah, and you know what? I think people are starting to see hope. They're starting to believe that there's going to be some change on the other side of January 20th, and I agree with them. I don't have a crystal ball. I can't tell you exactly what's going to happen, but I do think that we're going to see things get better. But on a negative side of things, let's talk about what happened recently with the hedge fund, our hedge fund company committing fraud in New York.
There's always somebody out there trying to do something wrong. Unfortunately, there's called Platinum Partners Hedge Fund. The founder and six others were charged with fraud earlier this week and arrested to the tune of $1 billion of fraud charges. So, you know, that's a lot of money, $1 billion.
Wow.
So they came in, the Federal District Court of Brooklyn came in, issued an indictment to file in federal court the arrests. This was stemmed from earlier in the year where there was misrepresentation. Well, I'm going to say bribery, so actually it was in June. The FBI arrested one of the entities of the hedge fund managers for Platinum Partners. He gave $10,000 of cash in exchange to steer $20 million from a union money fund into their hedge fund. And this was the head of the country's largest municipal jails guard union that received the $10,000.
Wow.
So he was arrested. So was a person within the hedge fund. This started the probe. They found out other things. And there was a scheme that to defraud investors close to $1 billion where they propped up values of assets when they were not those real values, much lower, and defrauded people out of their money for falsifying returns.
Unreal. Just unreal.
This is a Bernie Madoff environment topic thing happening again.
Wow. Anyway, I don't keep on top of this kind of news as much as we probably should hear. Part of it is because I don't always understand what's going down. Why does it take so long? And I know we didn't talk about this earlier, but how long does it take for these investigations to take place before they can jump on these people? You've got to see some classic signs that they can jump on well before major damage is done like this, can't they?
Well, it usually when there's one bad apple in the barrel in a company, they bring the leadership to create more bad apples. But one apple has to be found out first, and that sometimes takes quite some time, but usually it leads, you know, to a trail of a lot of other things. And, you know, thank God that they found that one bad apple, which opened up the whole can of worms. So it does take time. But, you know, there's an element of trust that goes on, like, hey, these guys wouldn't be doing this. Look at how successful they are. Look at what they do for society. You know, it's the Bernie Madoff thing. But the unfortunate thing is that they're not exempt from bad behavior, and this is why it's a heart issue. They got to keep their heart pure.
Yeah, no kidding. And money taints a lot of people. Hey, we'll be back in a minute. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. David Fisher joins me, CEO of Landmark Capital. We've got a lot we want to talk about. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional item. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family-owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Lifetime Grace 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. Now there's finally a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP. And if you're one of the first 100 callers, you can try Transcend risk-free for 10 days. So call now. 1-800-441-9833. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. To guarantee your 10-day in-home trial, you must be one of the first 100 callers to call minicpap.com now. 1-800-441-9833. Again, that's 1-800-441-9833.
The EPA says the air in our homes is up to 5 times more contaminated than outside air. The solution is not just to filter your air, but detox it. UVforLife.com now offers a doctor-recommended UVforLife.com sterilization unit to kill over 99% of viruses, bacteria, molds, and dangerous chemicals. Go to UVforLife.com. Add promo code GCN at checkout to save $100. That's UV, the number 4, life.com. UVforLife.com. Don't just filter your air, detox it.
Tell you a couple of nitwits.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I want to get right back to my guest. Got a lot I want to get done with him today. David Fisher joins me, CEO of Landmark Capital. And when it comes to precious metals, when it comes to having a clue as to what's going on in the market, David is my go-to guy. David, thanks for being with me today. So let's get to the money woes now. So, you know, Trump's talking about a spending bill and a tax plan, and why don't we go over the points of the tax bill, the spending bill and the tax plan, and see if it makes any sense. Some of it is we're talking about infrastructure spending, military spending, and you know what, I know as a conservative, I'm not supposed to be in favor of these things, but man, I drive, and we need help out there. And as far as the military goes, we have ignored them far too long. Give me your thoughts.
First of all, I am through and through a diehard Trump supporter. Long before the 17 candidate debates, I was a Trump supporter. So I believe in Trump because I thought we need to get a business guy in there. As much as he says crazy things off the cuff, I don't care for that. Just because I'm a Trump supporter doesn't mean I like everything about Trump.
Sure. Yeah.
I like a lot of things about Trump, and I think he is going to make America great. I want to make all those things really important. So if you don't hear anything else, I want you to hear that. But there's going to be a challenge. I'm a Reagan guy. My dad served with Reagan. I love Reagan. He's my favorite president. He was a business guy, too. So Trump and Reagan are very similar. Reagan wanted to spend. He wanted to beef up the military. He got the NASA program going. They spent a lot of money, and he spent money on infrastructure. The same ideology and lower taxes. He lowered corporate tax from 72% down to 35%. Reagan inherited the national debt at $550 billion, and when he left office, it was $2.8 trillion. So Reagan got jobs creation and got a lot of bang for the buck. He clearly did that, but something had to give, and that was the national debt. Trump is going to do pretty much the exact same thing. He wants to create $1 trillion of infrastructure spending, and I'm with you too, Joe. There's a lot of roads that need to have fixing, and a lot of freeways need to be widened because the population is growing and it can't handle, and we got to move forward, not stay stagnant. The money's got to come from somewhere, and that is $1 trillion spending bill. Historically, Republicans have not wanted to spend and raise the debt ceiling. Now we're going to see, with a House and a Senate of being Republican, with a Republican president, that's a businessman that also relates to Democrats if they're going to push all this through and we're going to have a massive spending bill, which I think we will. In addition to that, he wants to undo all the cuts that the military had that under Obama, put that back into supporting the military financially and go from there to grow the military, which is going to cost more money. So we're going to have Trump become so far a spending president like Reagan was. Job growth will come. The economy will thrive, but it's going to come at a detriment to the national debt. He's going to cut taxes. This is his tax plan to cut taxes where Reagan left off at 35% down to 15%. And according to the Nonpartisan Tax Foundation, the debt is going to balloon over $10 trillion if he doesn't do anything in just the next decade. So, let me get my facts straight. $6 trillion in the next decade because we have a $600 billion budget deficit. So if he doesn't add any more spending, it's going to be somewhere around $6 trillion in a decade higher than we are right now. Of course, it'll be a little bit higher because the rates are going up and that causes more debt. So, but he's going to spend, so it's going to be somewhere probably, I'm going to speculate, after 8 years, we're going to add at least $10 trillion, which is very similar to what Obama did.
You know, David, I know, again, this is kind of off topic, but I always get these emails after you and I talk, or I have an economist, if you would, on, and they always come back to trickle down. And I keep saying, look, I'm not a college grad about trickle down economics, but here's what I can tell you. When I had my business, I employed 19 people. If I had less regulation on me, I could give them raises. I could buy them more stuff. I could buy more stuff. And you know, creating that tax base is what trickle-down economics is somewhat about. Can you, in plain simple English, can you explain trickle-down economics and that it actually does work, unless you don't believe it does?
It's never proven to fully work on all components of society. It works in job creation. It works in making America great and creating good quality jobs. But what it doesn't work in is bringing in enough revenue for the tax cuts. Reagan proved that. And he was the master of it. We're going to prove, unfortunately, once again, unless there's some magic bullet out there, some twist that Trump has in this, and I hope he does, that the debt is going to go up. If he does nothing to change the structure, I mean, think with trickle-down economics is you're trickling down the money to the people that really need it. And you do it through lowering taxes and creating good quality jobs. So they have to pay less to the government, but they make more money. That's called trickle-down economics, simply put. The challenge with is the person that has to pay, that is paying the taxes, that normally wouldn't have had a job, is not enough more revenue to offset the huge tax break that was created to create more job growth. It's like saying, I'm going to spend money to get out of debt. It doesn't work that way.
No.
At the end of the day, you got to cut back. And this is why spending to get out of debt does not work. Unless you can get what you call a twofer. You know, you can spend a dollar and you get $2 in return. But so far, trickle-down economics, the structure of it has not facilitated in showing that. We might have that environment, and Trump is just a great businessman. He might actually be able to pull that off, and I hope he does, because I'm concerned about our country's debt still.
Oh, I'm with you too. I think, you know, people, well, you know, I don't want to get too far off topic. This could be a whole 2 hours just on this alone. But his tax plan, and some people are saying that the way he wants to change the tax structure will actually hurt people that don't make as much money. What say you?
I'm hearing that. I haven't seen that yet, but there's the person that's below what you call I'm blanking out here. We're going to have to edit this.
Very well, yeah. But we can skip that altogether. I'm okay with that. I'm not going to lose any sleep over it.
I'm blanking out. But what do they call that? Not minimum wage. Poverty level. That's the term.
Okay.
You want me to go back into it?
Yeah. You ready? Okay. Ready? Go.
So what I've found in my research is that it will affect the people that are what you call below poverty level, that are making very little. Their actual taxes would go up under the tax plan. Now, do I know that for sure? I don't think we really know exactly what's going to happen until it gets passed come January or February. Because we can talk about philosophies all we want. We're still in the honeymoon. You know, this is like the bride and the husband that got married. They're on the honeymoon, but they never, you know, had to go home, go to work, pay their bills, sleep in the same bed night after night. The wife comes home. She cooks for the husband. The husband helps out around the kitchen. The wife washes his underwear. The rubber has not met the road yet. And, you know, so it's a lot of philosophicalness. And that's why the markets are, you know, they say the old adage, buy on a rumor, sell on fact. This is just the rumor. This is the honeymoon.
Right.
You know, this is why it's going to slow down. The markets can't, you know, what I call the Dow, can't keep, you know, all the indexes, the Trump euphoria index, I call it, which is the Dow, the dollar, the 10-year note, and the negative movement of gold pulling back a little bit. This is a euphoria. It's not normal what we're seeing. But it's starting to slow down because we're getting closer to, you know, the inauguration, and that's where the rubber meets the road when he gets into office.
All right, so we're going to go for a quick break. When we come back, then let's talk a little bit about the debt and what you can do to, you know, to help secure your finances, to secure your financial position, if you would. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. I've got a lot coming up after the break.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved
loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Waller, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
You want answers!
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
Oh, come, ye faithful, joyful and triumphant. Oh, come, ye, oh, come.
We are back. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. This is for you younger people. See, because, you know, us, I'll say us more seasoned people, we prefer, you know, Frankie and Bing Crosby and those kind of guys. But I know you young folks, you like a little more, you like a little more of that jazzier stuff, as we used to call it. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You are listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Thanks so much for being with me today. I appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. David Fisher joins me from Landmark Capital, and I always, always, always enjoy when I have him on with me. David, Merry Christmas to you and your family, and I'm glad to have you here.
Me too, Julian. You know, that's the exciting thing about the story and of Christmas. It relates to all societies, all ages, all cultures, all walks of life. And it can come out in music just like that, and it still tells the same story that we need a Savior in our life that was born on Christmas Day.
Yeah, the funny thing about it is that people always say, you know, it's such an exclusive thing. And I go, no, it's not, actually. I mean, you don't have to accept Christ to celebrate his birth, to celebrate, you know, Christmas as a time of love and helping people out and that kind of stuff. Yeah, unlike some other belief systems. But I said, you know, bottom line with this, we're not exclusive at Christmas time. Anybody can celebrate our Savior's birth. We're not selfish. We're okay with it, you know? So, anyhow, hey, always appreciate the time that you're spending with me. Look, our country's debt, you know, you and I have talked about this before, and after, what, 2 years now, I'm finally starting to get it, how important our country's debt is and how important, you know, our financial security is to the rest of the world. Why is our country's debt today, as we're speaking now, so much more important than it has been in the past?
Because we have a president saying we have to change things. The people voted and saying there has to be a change. They want a change in the economy. They want a change in the government. And most people deep down can't put their finger quite on it and understand it thoroughly. But they know that this national debt is not a positive thing. And it's certainly not even close to being that side. It's more negative than anything. And it, you know, it's something that people don't really want to talk about, but it is something that can come back and haunt us and bite us really bad. So when you look at the components of this, with Trump and his tax plan and his spending bill to beef up the economy, we're going to have higher debt structure, and we have to have somebody hold the dollar at the end of the day. And that's the key. Because that's how the debt gets perpetuated. That's when we overspend, somebody has to buy a treasury note and hold that note to continue to allow our overspending. So these are the components that facilitate and make our government facilitate its spending and work. The problem is that the spending has been going up, the debt. The dollar has been selling off, even though it's been going up in value recently under Trump's president-elect, the dollar by volume has been sold off by big national, international central banks. They're seeing this past the euphoria and seeing some financial challenges that America might not be able to facilitate its debt. So this is why they've been buying gold the last 5 years aggressively like never before. This is why they're selling dollars aggressively like never before. And this comes back to what I've been saying, the Dodd-Frank Act, Joe, where citizens still can have their money seized according to the Dodd-Frank Act by the way, Obama, put into office, signed this in 2010, and Trump, through his Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin, has announced the day after he was assigned as him and his cabinet that they are not going to repeal the Dodd-Frank Act. Wow. All they're going to do is modify the financial side when it comes to bank reporting requirements, which will free up money to small businesses. That's what the problem with the Dodd-Frank Act from a business standpoint and getting money into small businesses. There's too much red tape. Steve Mnuchin said they're going to take that away. That's the only part. When he was asked on CNBC the day after he was brought into as the cabinet-elect of the Treasury Secretary, he says, no, we are not repealing the Dodd-Frank Act. We're just modifying that one section. So this still allows this to be engaged where you can have your money seized by the government. At the end of the day, somebody has to hold the dollar. And if we don't have enough foreigners holding the dollar, that's where citizens of the United States will be forced to hold their own dollar. That is the bail-in.
Oh, my God. See, this stuff, you know, do you think some of this stuff, though, in all fairness to Mr. Trump, do you think some of this stuff, once he gets into office or once he starts getting some real information on the inside, he starts realizing that it may not be, he can't do what he thought he was going to be able to do? Do you think that's some of it or not?
Yes, there's definitely that part of it. Every president comes in with a big wish list and campaigns on huge change. When getting into office, it's always not more than that. It's less than that. Usually a president is saying they're going to spend less money and lower taxes more. And usually what happens, taxes don't get lowered as much as they say or want. And they spend more money and they do less things to help the economy. And we get less effectiveness of government spending for the economy. That's been the pattern. Even with Reagan.
Right.
That's what gets politicians elected. It's a human nature thing. It's like, pick me, I'm going to do the best for you.
Right.
So they're going to say things that are, have you believe they can do better than the opponent. So they have to say these things. It's built into the system. It's defunct, the system. But that's how all campaigns work, unfortunately. So it's going to be less than whatever Trump says, more than likely. Because that's what history has proven.
So the bail-in is still a real option. And quickly explain what a bail-in is for the Dodd-Frank Act.
Yes, it is a real option. We bailed out, to understand the bail-in, we bailed out Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and AIG. We came to their rescue. They didn't have enough money to survive, and if they would have gone under, it would have caused huge financial calamity, greater than what we originally did experience in 2008. So we bailed them out. A bail-in, nobody comes to the rescue.
Jeez.
The country goes internal. There's seven predominant countries of the world that is clearly black and white, done bail-ins in their country, seized their citizens' bank accounts or retirements called pensions, and gave them a government note in return, and either made payment over time of that government note or defaulted on the government note, and it's caused this in seven countries, and there's never been revolting except for when it happened in Greece three times. So when people say, I don't know, they'll never do that here. Trump won't do that. If they did, there'd be rioting in the streets. No. It's designed to give you something in return. That's like paying money into the Social Security system. You get a check back later on in life. There is no rioting about that. Paying taxes in the system, you get government benefits by living in America. It's still the greatest nation on earth. There's no writing about paying taxes. This is the same thing. This is a wealth tax. There won't be any writing. People will not be happy, some segments, but some people will say this, they're going to put a political spin on it and say how it's good for the welfare of the country.
Until it comes time to pay it all back.
Well, no, they pay you back over. If they have a government annuity, it's the GRA. They already have this all set up and defined.
I know, but, you know, I don't want to get too deep in the woods with this, but here I am, you know, saving for my RV that I want to go travel in when I'm 65, whatever, whatever, whatever. And they go, well, you may have to put that off a few years. You know what I'm saying? So when it comes to buying, you know, precious metals, I mean, these things can kind of shore up your position, can they not?
Well, they can't take something that they don't have electronically.
Right.
And if you have physical gold and silver in your hands, either through buying it over the counter or buying it through your retirement like an IRA or 401k, and you roll that over into a qualified plan, you take physical possession of your metals, and you can do that without a tax liability. They flip the switch. They want to control your money electronically. You're not on an electronic system anymore. So you're immune from it. You put some insulation there. I'm going to make the assumption if we had a bail-in in America, gold and silver would not go down. It would probably go up quite a bit.
David, when it comes to buying gold and silver, one of the misconceptions that people have is you're really changing dollars for dollars. So if I come in with $1,000 and I give you, not that there is one, but I give you a $1,000 bill, you give me $1,000 in gold, there's no reporting requirements to the IRS at that point, is there? Because you're just changing money for money.
You're changing money for gold, and there's no reporting requirements for that. There's no gold. You don't have to have a Social Security number to buy gold, but when you open a bank account or a stock account or a retirement, there's always a Social Security number tied into it.
Yeah, I mean, people have asked that. Oh no, then you got to report. They know everything about you, and I'm going, no, I don't think you do. I think you can just, you know, in essence, swap dollar for dollar. Is my understanding.
I've been doing this for 23 years. I've never sent one report to the government saying what kind of gold or silver or how much a person bought.
And they say you're not a hard sell. You don't push people. You don't back them in a corner and say, you know, this deal's only good till Friday at noon at 12:01. It triples. You know, that kind of stuff. You're not that kind of company. I tell people they understand that this is your money. And sometimes you need time to make a decision. You need to get more informed. Tell people how they find out more about you.
Well, they can call our company. You're exactly right. There's no pressure working with our company at all. But the number to reach us is 844-715-7311. Or they can go to our website, landmarkgold.com.
I mean this sincerely. I appreciate your time. I hope you and your family have a great and wonderful and joyous and happy and healthy Christmas. I really do. And I appreciate the time that you spent with me on the air. Hey, I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. A lot coming up in the next hour. I'm Joe Messina. We'll be back in a few minutes.